When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on top of everything here.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What an awful piece of execution by the downtrodden Chicago Bears.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I've said it like five times. We didn't do anything well enough to win.
So then his media availability today.
Look, fellas, I apologize.
Belichick. Kinder and gentler.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion Eli Manning, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin, ESPN NBA Today analyst Richard Jefferson. Coming up, Tuesday Night Football preview and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and it's all about you. You know what I mean? We're guest-free. We're just going to chop it up, and we're going to do our best. We just created a whole new line of Hall of Fame wear for people like Kurt Warner when they're cold, and they only have these flashy silver jackets that look like the MTV, what is that? The
Moon Man.
The Moon Man. The old MTV Moon Award Man. Moon Man, yeah, you know, and he looks just like that silver. And just make a gold jacket, a Hall of Fame gold jacket. That'll keep you warm.
Yeah, for any type of
weather. Well done. Now you came up with that one, TJ Jefferson.
You know, I mean, I did, but, you know, it's more of a wee thing.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well done.
Also, you know, on our Twitter, I photoshopped him into a Puff Daddy and Mace
Feel
So
that
Good
was
type
nice too,
picture.
Actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like he was taking that with
Kurt,
Puffy and Mace Bad Boy.
Kurt's getting
shiny
lit up, man.
Shiny
what
Superman?
Did he think was going to happen?
Kurt is getting lit up.
Like, come on. You wear something like that, especially knowing that you're going to be shown on TV.
You're shown on TV for
like,
literally 5 seconds. It is cold. And by the way, give him some props.
For what?
Having the window open. Some broadcasters will keep the window closed.
That's a wipe.
Sometimes, no, here, I you know, I've called a few games. Sometimes the equipment hangs out the window, so you can't close it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the booth is so small that the equipment is sometimes got to hang out the spot where the window would slide.
Mm-hmm.
And others, it's not. And some will just keep it closed. They don't want they just want to stay warm. Don't need to hear the crowd noise, the atmosphere. They can get that through the microphone.
Yeah. It's 32 degrees. Like, it's fine.
He lives in the desert, played in a dome. Give him some slack. He's an
he
American
played in
underdog.
New York for a
he's
second.
A hero. He's a hero.
Come on.
So I'm just thinking he's going to be on camera, top of the broadcast, top of the second half, maybe in the middle, once
so
or twice.
Take the coat off for the shot. You don't need it on. If it's for warmth, you're on camera for 30 seconds.
I'm trying to cape for him, and I will say this. I would have taken the coat off for the shot.
Because you know what was coming on the other end.
No. Because more likely than not, I would have a slamming suit on that I want to show off to the people at home. Yeah. About how good I look in the suit. Nicely cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
And then,
sometimes, you know, I'm like, I'm going to get this suit and tie combination. It's going to be rocking. And then it's just like, oh, God, I can't, you know, can't see it.
Right.
I would have that problem all the time hosting on the road in the cold weather. Certainly when I was wearing a fedora that Dion bought.
Walking and talking.
That fedora was really expensive.
Do you still have it?
I don't know where it is.
It's
I wore it once and never again. Susie probably took it and gave it away. I came home and she's, you know what it was like?
I'm
it was kind of like.
I'm going to text her right now.
It was kind of like just write. Just
add
write
me
her,
to that group
just
chat, write, Chris,
just write
please.
Her, just hold write, on, just text on. Her. Rich is talking about his fedora.
Well, I'll do it with the TJ.
Okay. Rich is talking about his fedora that he bought with Dion. And she knows, she will know exactly. You know what it was like? It was like that Seinfeld episode where Elaine ripped off the fake hair on top of George and says, I don't like this.
I don't like
and
this.
And this is what I'm going to
and
do with it.
Out the window, and the out the guy window. Gets it.
Yes. That's what she was like when I came home with the fedora.
Do you think Susie's response is going to have a curse word in it, Chris, at some point?
I think she's going to be like, I gave it away or something.
Whatever it is, she would know.
Here we go. Immediate response. Immediate. Less than a minute response. I may have burned ?
Yep.
Did you pay four figures for that thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Good.
But
that's,
it was.
Brockman, that's crazy. That'd be like if you paid like six figures for like a fake movie autograph poster or something.
It was getting close to it.
Would you blame me? He looked like a Hasidic Jew.
That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what he said. That's why we're married, folks. That's why we are married. That's why I've known her for a long time.
Props to Susie for the immediate response. Quote, not a good
look.
Not
a good look. You were looking like Benicio Del Toro at the beginning of Snatch.
It was not great.
That's funny.
But Dion said it would look good on me, and I'm like, I'm going for it. Bad choice.
That's great.
So that's why I've got a soft spot for Kurt's puffy jacket.
That's great. That whole exchange happened exactly how I wanted it.
Uh-huh.
It was perfect.
It was as if you had scripted it yourself.
As scripted.
Well, you know, that's a spinning curveball in the zone for my wife.
There is.
Dion's fedora.
Write that down as a team.
Tonight's game, folks, is pretty big for the Washington football team and the Eagles.
Yeah, for both.
And the Seahawks. And the Rams. What a big doubleheader this is. Let's take it one at a time. The Washington football team wins their 7. If the Eagles win, the Vikings stay the 7. Don't ask me why. There's too many teams right around the same record, the same area code. There's too much gridlock going on with too many teams. Right now, the 2-7-7 teams, the Vikings have the tiebreak over the Saints. That's why they're 7-8. And Washington would have the tiebreak over... the Vikings and Saints all at 7-7.
Oh, yeah. The Vikings would have the strength of schedule tiebreaker over the Eagles.
There you go. So either the Eagles or the Saints are going to – Eagles or Washington football team is going to join the Vikings and the Saints at 7-7. And if they tie, Cowboys win the East. It's clinched. And, you know, the NBC sports executives that didn't flex out of Washington at Dallas on Sunday night would be somewhat disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a big game for Dallas, and obviously the Washington football team still needs to be winning football games. And that's a die-hard rivalry. And a Washington football team, I proffer to say, will bring their own benches to Dallas.
I doubt that.
Because why? Because look at Twitter. The Washington football team brought their own benches to Philly.
Oh, did they?
They did.
Well, they followed suit.
It's a big W's on the sideline.
Just another thing that the Cowboys are, you know, we're precedent centers.
It's a mad world, the big W. Look it up. You've never seen that movie, I'm sure, Chris.
It came out before 1980.
Dude, it came out when Kennedy was president, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is it in black and white?
It is not, actually. It's in beautiful living color.
Is there sound to it?
Have you ever, Chris, seen a movie with Spencer Tracy in it? Ever?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my.
No, wow.
Have you ever seen a movie with Phil Silvers or Jimmy Durante in it?
Who?
Okay.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm with you. I don't know who they are.
Spencer Tracy? Guess who's coming to dinner?
Jonathan Winters?
I mean, come on. People I've heard of.
Wow.
Who are the other ones? Spencer Tracy, definitely not.
Spencer Tracy?
That guy died in 1967.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Who are the other ones?
I don't even want to
Jonathan Winters?
Phil Silvers. Come on.
Jonathan Winters.
One of the greatest impressionists of all time.
Please. He knows who Jonathan Winters is. He saw all the NFL films Follies with Jonathan Winters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably saw him on Scooby-Doo back in the day.
At any rate, the Washington football team tonight, if they win, they're the 7th seed. And if the Eagles win, they're not. But they're right there in the mix, which is quite something. Do we know who's starting at quarterback for either of these teams as we're sitting here right now, Christopher?
No. So, Sal Palantonio had an update on Washington. He said none of the 16 players on the Washington's COVID list on their test last night have been cleared. They're waiting for their test today to come back, which should be done by 2:30 Eastern. All of those players, including Taylor Heinicke, remain at the team facility. If any of those players test clear, there is a private jet waiting at Dulles to take them to Philadelphia. So they literally fly in.
and play a football game.
Play a football game.
By the way, new fantasy team name, Heineke's Viral Load. I know it's not a laughing matter. You've got to smile. Use your smile as your umbrella, but words that you never thought, like, hey, we just got to check on Heineke's Viral Load, and if it's the right thing, then he gets to play tonight. Again, a crazy mixed up world that we're living in. Crazy. And then tonight, the Seahawks are still in it.
I don't know how.
Chris.
I mean, I know mathematically.
They're still not on our. Are they on our sniffing it board? Have they gotten there? There they are. They finally made our sniffing it board. The Giants are still on our sniffing it board at 4-10. They're smelling the glove more than anything else, to use the Spinal Tap phrase. But the Seahawks are trying to turn it up to 11, as a matter of fact, to use that phrase. They're 12. They would be tied for 11th with a win tonight to go 6-8. And the Eagles would be right there with them if the Eagles lose. So slowly but surely, they're climbing up the charts.
Von Miller's back for the Rams.
Okay, that's good news.
He's been taken off the COVID list.
Anything else? Is Jalen Ramsey back?
I've not seen Jalen Ramsey.
So I'm assuming that might be the case, because he
missed. Odell had been cleared earlier in the week. So.
If he tested positive that Monday, right, for Monday Night Football, and this would be now 8 days, it's entirely possible that he could come off that list. You know, assuming he is vaccinated. So that's something to look for. The Rams win tonight. They and the Arizona Cardinals are all tied up. How about them apples?
How about them apples, man?
Let me make sure. Would they be in first place? Did they have a tie break over that or not?
Good question.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to – this is what we're going
to
do on
I'm
the
I'm trying to find Jalen Ramsey if he's playing tonight.
This is what you do. The old playoff generator. I'll look it up right now. So if the Rams win tonight, let's see. The Rams are still the 5 seed.
Oh, yeah. Jalen Ramsey is on track to play tonight.
Good. So if the Rams win tonight, they have the same record as the Arizona Cardinals. And though the Cardinals are still in first based on whatever tiebreak that might actually exist there.
Oh, okay.
And the 49ers are the 6 seed. Oh, my word. I'm telling you, 3 teams in the NFC West are going to get in. And I've got a red-hot hot take for my 4 downs that's coming up here on this program.
So the Cardinals have a higher strength of victory percentage.
There you go. It's coming down to these brass tacks, everybody. Who's our first phone call right there, Chris? Because, again, my
line one is our good buddy Al.
Okay.
Al in Dallas.
Al in Dallas. How you been, Al?
Yeah, the Giants, they're sniffing it all right. Yeah, they're sniffing it. So, Frosty the Snowman, you've seen there, big guy.
Yeah, right? Frosty the Snowman, yeah, the cartoon.
Jimmy Durante sings the Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, great.
So,
I mean,
so I knew you knew something. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Same to you, Albert.
Guys.
Same to you, brother.
You know, I wanted to make sure I called him before the hour. So, I never thought I'd actually say this, but my friends, my ownership friends over there in East Rutherford that are sitting there at the Giants facility, I hope they watched what went on in, you know, via Zoom, obviously, and theoretically in Queens when the owner decided he wanted to bring an adult into the room, Buck Showalter.
Yep.
Buck Showalter, by the way, is 65 years old, and there's a guy that sits on the CBS NFL program who's only 64.
I don't know, man. The Cowher coaching the Giants thing has been around for so long.
I know.
Why would he do it, though? You know what
money,
I mean?
Like, Rich, that's why we all do things. Money. Why did your friend wear that jacket that obviously somebody gave to him for free because he didn't pay for it? Money.
I'm going to find out the origin of the story of that jacket if it's the last thing
I
do.
My God.
So.
Unlike the fedora that you paid.
Yes.
Which sounds like
$500
for
it. Can you believe that? I paid for it. But Cowher's not doing it, man. Cowher, I'm sure, makes a nice pretty penny from CBS.
Doesn't make
I know, and you want to pay him like what money, like Lincoln Riley money,
like
you
want to like John Gruden money, okay? But you know, I mean, John Gruden got $100 million for 10 years. I mean, we need an adult in the room. Enough's enough already. I mean, honestly, Tom Coughlin was the last adult in that room there, and they ran him out of town. You know, rightfully so. You wear out, you welcome. We only need him for 5 years. Let him like grow some homegrown talent, and then he can take it over. But it's time, man. He's only 64 years old. Buck is 65. Let's go.
You need a quarterback, Al. That's what you
need. We need a lot. We need a leadership. We need people to have a plan. And we need to stop. You know, Mara was right. You're not going to. We got to stop turning it over. So giving it to somebody that you can. It's Steve Cohen said it. I'm not paying people to learn on the job. He certainly doesn't do it in his real job, right? I mean, so it's time. It's time for the Giants to bring in an adult, which I know is hard for them to do at this point, but go get them, please.
Thanks for the call, Al.
Thanks, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Yes. All right,
Al. We haven't talked about this yet. Buck Showalter to the Mets.
That's what I said during the commercial break.
Is fantastic.
I wanted to see your thoughts on that as a Yankee fan and, you know, Buck,
well,
from a
I
Yankee
mean,
coach. It was a while ago.
Max Scherzer was pushing for it.
Couple things. As you know, the Mets went to the World Series with one of the greatest Yankees of all time as their manager, Yogi Berra, way before your time, Christopher. Their second World Series appearance was with Yogi as a manager. And then the Yankees went on one of the greatest runs of all time when they fired Buck to get the supposed, at the time, retread former Met manager, Joe Torre.
Yeah.
So, you know. This is not like it's never happened before. And Buck is phenomenal. Phenomenal. He cares, man. And he's going to bring a real mentality to that. I think Alonso's going to love him. I think he's got a sense of humor. He's going to be great with the media. Mm. You know that. I think he's Zooming today.
Yeah, I just caught about a few minutes
ago. You
know,
he's going to be just terrific at this. And, you know, excited. Orioles fans know it didn't work out at the end, but for a while it did. He's got a great way about him. And I loved him, working with him. I worked with him during the Diamondbacks-Yankees World Series of 2001 for ESPN. We traveled together. I did SportsCenter. He was the analyst for SportsCenter. They sent us packing before game two of that World Series so we could do the hits for SportsCenter and the off day in New York City for in between games two and three. And then we traveled together to get there in time for game six. And it was a tough thing for him to do because, you know, he was the Yankee manager before Torre arrived. And then everything zoomed off there with a lot of players that he knew.
Had to be how
their days of being baby Yanks in the minor leagues where he was from. And then he took them to a certain spot, and then the Yankees went with Joe Torre and then went on an incredible run. But then he became the Diamondbacks' first manager, and they blew him out. And Bob Brenly took that team that he built in a stadium that he was – he told me a story. This is his attention to detail. He told me a story that he was also on top of the design of the old what was called Bank One Ballpark, the Bob. Was the nickname for it. That he was the one who also, like, okay, do you remember they had, like, they may still, like, that small slice of dirt leading from home plate to the mound? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of old school.
Kind of like
and
a
he
path,
also
a path
he also like okayed the ceramic baseball, like, not ceramic, the concrete baseballs that were around the stadium outside, like, yeah. He was, you know,
didn't you
looking
say something
at details.
About the foul pole was
yes.
The wrong
so
way?
Here's the story. Yeah. He was running in the ballpark before it opened up. He's jogging around the stadium's circumference of the stadium, a warning track, and then you know the dirt on the side and foul territory. Running around the stadium, and he's running towards right field, and he notices something strange. Then he makes the turn, and he sees the other foul pole as he's running around the warning track, and he's like, this is strange. Does one last lap around the stadium and he realizes what it is. They had placed, the folks who put the stadium together in Arizona, they had placed the foul pole mesh in foul territory.
Right.
You know, the mesh needs to be in fair territory so it helps you understand that it is a fair ball when it's close to the pole and it hits off of something.
Mm-hmm.
So it lets you know it's a fair ball and thus a home run when it hits the mesh that's on the inside of the foul pole. So the mesh is in fair territory. It was in foul territory. He had to instruct somebody in operations to come and lift the poles out of the ground, twist them 180 degrees, and place them back in.
Wow. Attention to detail.
And, you know, obviously he will bring that.
Big detail.
He will bring that every day. And it's not like no other managers do it. He just has a real good way about it.
I'm looking forward to him calling in.
You should be psyched, man.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'll just mention it. An adult in a room. I mean, he's that.
I mean, that is if we even play baseball this year. Who knows?
Oh, stop. They're not going to be that crazy.
And with what you said about Showalter, that's kind of like I'd imagine how Mark Jackson feels about the Warriors.
Yes.
You know, he
covered absolutely.
Couple 50-win seasons, got them there. He gets ousted. Steve Kerr comes in. Dynasty built.
Doug Collins with the Bulls. I mean, you could go on and on and on, right? Yeah. With that sort of stuff.
Paul Westphal.
Oh, yeah, with Pat Riley.
Well, Magic got Paul Westphal fired.
Well, also, you know, timing's obviously everything in life, and then it's not like the other guys just rolled the baseballs out or rolled the basketballs out or footballs out, right? How do you think Dungy feels about Gruden with the Bucks? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. My four downs. I've got some my opinions post. Well, normally we do it on a Tuesday. It's post week 15. There's still two more games tonight.
Mm-hmm. About that.
So we'll keep an eye on all that. You mentioned it's in 8 minutes when we're going to find out who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Washington football team tonight. Unbelievable. Also, we'll keep an eye on all that. Sorry?
Paul Westhead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. Westphal.
In my head. Yeah, but Paul Westhead.
We've had Paul Westhead on the program, right? Remember that? Talking about his book. He was great.
Well, he was an LMU coach back in the day.
I remember that. Personally. Loyola Marymount. Yeah. Ending Michigan's run as the national champion. Fun team. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Don't go anywhere. Back with more of your phone calls and my four downs. Fourth down is a really good one. I like it. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. All right, Chris, pick out a caller. Pick me out a winner.
I just want you to run fast. That's all.
Thank you.
I feel like you to train.
I feel like I'm Roy Hobbs. I just broke Wonder Boy. Pick me out a winner. Pick me out a winner right here.
Go line three, Andrew in Washington.
What's up, Andrew in Washington? What's going on?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
Hey, just had a question. I got Matthew Stafford starting for me tonight, but I got Russell Wilson on my bench, and my opponent has Cooper Kupp. Who do you start?
Oh, I would go Stafford, right? Because if Kupp goes
points
off,
to cancel
yeah,
out.
You're,
yeah.
Are you up or are you down?
Oh, I'm up. I'm up by 19, and
Stafford, no-brainer. That means when Kupp gets points, you get Kupp, you get points too. And then here's what you should do. You should wait to the last possible minute just to piss off your friend. Leave Russ in there because he's starting thinking, okay, so that, you know, the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks. What's he thinking? What's he possibly doing? Then the old switcheroo at the end, and you call him up and say, or
not last possible because he could cut off at the 5-minute mark. Some leagues do that.
Just wait till 10 minutes to go and then just call your friend up and go suck it.
Psych.
Something like that.
Hashtag suck it.
How's that for a plan? You like it?
I like that plan. I'm going to actually switch him right now to act like I just made that choice, and then I'll switch Stafford back in.
There you go.
I thought the same thing, where if Cooper Kupp gets points, then Stafford gets points. And I'm going to keep my lead there. So
you need to mess with your opponent.
RS Consulting. We're here for
you. RS Consulting. What else, Chris? Give me another one.
Let's go to line four, Bills Warrior from the land of the unknown.
Four. What's going on, Bills Warrior? How you been?
Doing all right, Rich. How's it going, TJ, Chris, and Jay?
Bills Warrior.
What's going on? I called in today to give a fair warning message to our opponents this week.
I love it.
And I hope you think the football world is ready for what they're about to hear.
Yes?
New England Patriots. We're going to wake you from your dreams of being relevant in the football world. Because everyone knows the AFC East belongs to the Buffalo Bills, and we'll always go through Buffalo from here on out. You may think you won the ice-chilling battle before, but you're facing a herd of Buffalo that's been in the trenches and wars together and knows what it takes to be a champion. The Bills Warriors have been prepared for this moment all season. If you think this is just another game you're walking into, that would be your first mistake. Because the second mistake you're making is the dreams that you have with the Buffalo Bills of being an AFC East champion will come true. Find yourself gazing in a state of disbelief from the bombardment of the scoreboard at Gillette Stadium. It wasn't a dream. It was only your worst nightmare.
Bills Warrior, everybody. Yeah. There you go. A little guttural noise at the end. That just leaves me a little concerned. Thank you for the call.
You think he writes those out first?
What do you think? I think he just finds it from within.
All right.
Finds it from within.
Bills Warrior for this from parts unknown. You have to understand that, right? It's bringing the power of all the little warriors.
I await Bill's Warriors call next month.
I will say this, though. That was we'll see if this past Saturday's game is the beginning of something I didn't see coming or just the character-building speed bump that I referred to the Michigan State victory over Michigan being.
Just a quick question for you guys, because maybe I missed this in the transaction wire.
Yes.
Does Jonathan Taylor play for the Bills this week? Did they trade him?
How about this?
During the last?
Wait, just wait for a second.
Could you imagine if he did?
What if he did?
Oh, my gosh.
What if he did? Because that's who he is missing. That's who this team is missing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, everybody's missing a Jonathan Taylor.
I mean,
or somebody who is Jonathan Taylor. Everyone's missing a Jonathan Taylor type player, of course, because there's really only one of them, and he's so damn special. I'm talking about somebody you can hand the ball 20, 25 times to. Mixon. Okay?
What if the Bills had Kareem Hunt?
Chubb. Okay? Like a top 10 back. I'll pound the table for this kid because I just love watching him play. This kid, Hassan Haskins from Michigan. Just keep an eye. Keep an eye on him in a draft.
Banger.
And keep an eye on what he can do in his first couple years in the NFL. He could make Seattle a winner. He could make the Bills a Super Bowl champion. I'm telling you.
Well, if he plays every game like he did against Penn State.
I'm just saying, a kid like him, and I'm sure there's a 5 to 10 other college kids that you can put the bell around their neck and just hand it to them 20, 25 times a game. But Bills are missing that.
Yeah.
And so is Seattle. Seattle needs it. How much a better team are they when Chris Carson is at his finest and healthy? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you're seeing how much better the Rams are with Sony Michel. I can't wait to see what he looks like tonight. And I know Daryl Henderson's been out, and we'll see. And, you know, the fantasy assessment of Michelle is like he can't be trusted because there's somebody else. But what if he was a Bill? Look out. Well, they wouldn't have lost to the Colts because somebody wasn't going to go for 5 touchdowns against them.
Good point.
Ready for my 4 downs, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Let's do it. 4 downs right here on the Rich Eisen Show, LFG.
4 downs with Rich.
Here we go.
Why did you stop?
All right. I know you were, TJ, I appreciate you guys being excited that I'm doing 4 downs. Can I have the NFL Films music, please? That would be, this I will take as my my ambiance right here. Okay, my NFL Films music. You got it? There we go. I know you're excited for my 4 downs, and I greatly appreciate that, TJ Jefferson, but you won't like my first down.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
If the Cowboys have an Achilles heel, it's their kicker. Okay? I love Greg the Leg. I think Zuerlein is very good at his job. I'm genuinely nervous that when it's all on the line, the playoffs are on the line, that the Greg the Leg that's missed 5 extra points and 5 field goals this year, he's missed 10 kicks. Oof. That guy's going to show up in the playoffs and you're not going to be able to count on him. He's 2 of 5 from 50 plus. That used to be Greg the Leg territory, right?
Legatron.
When he was Legatron out here in Los Angeles. Right. I don't know, man. The defense does their job. Offense does their job. And then here comes the special teams, and it's time for Zuerlein. He's got to put points on the board in the playoffs. He lines up in Green Bay. He lines up home against fill in the blank. A little nervous for you. I don't know if there's any fixing it. Just got to be better. Maybe he gets on a roll, and this whole thing means nothing. That's my first down. My second down.
Second down.
The Packers, I didn't think they were missing this until I saw, and then I'm like, they were missing this. They were missing a closer not named Aaron. And we have seen it in the last month plus. Wasn't apparent in Baltimore this past week. And maybe it's because we didn't see enough of him. But A.J. Dillon is the closer for the Green Bay Packers, not named Aaron, that could put this team in the Super Bowl and then to the podium. This guy, if the Packers get that lead in the first half, it's kind of like in baseball you're seeing these days, the starter needs to go a certain amount of innings, or the opener needs to go a certain amount of innings, and then out comes one kid after another who throws 100 miles an hour and gets it to your closer. That this Dillon shortens the game for Green Bay. And when the Packers are up, certainly at home, second half, and then Dillon just gets rolled downhill. And when he got drafted a couple years ago, it's like you got one Aaron in the quarterback and you got another Aaron in the running back. Why do you need A.J. Dillon? And we're seeing why they Dillon has gone from a why'd they draft him to a luxury to what I think is a necessity. You need somebody who's going to take time off the clock. I know you got Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, and they're playing lights out, and Aaron Jones is scoring touchdowns still, too. But why not start with the Lightning and then bring in the Thunder and close it out? And I kind of love that option for the Packers right now. And I think when it comes to January football, rolling A.J. Dillon downhill in the third quarter to tenderize a defense that Aaron Rodgers has already, you know, terrorized. He's terrorized, and then you bring in the tenderize. And that's the way the Packers, who, as we all know, it's about meat packing. This is the way they can win football games in a manner that I don't think they did last year. A.J. Dillon's huge, bud. That's what I'm telling everybody right there. That's second down. Third down.
Third down.
If I'm the Giants, we're talking about a quarterback, right? If I'm a team looking for a quarterback, if I'm the Denver Broncos maybe looking for a quarterback, you're the Pittsburgh Steelers looking for a quarterback, although I think a very cold place would have to freeze over for this to happen. But I don't know his contract situation or whatever. I'm calling the Baltimore Ravens, and I'm like, can I have Tyler Huntley, please? Can I have this kid? He can play.
Yeah, he definitely
This guy can play football. Tyler Huntley, in one day or even one quarter of football, against the Packers proved that he can play in the NFL more than what Jordan Love has proved in 2 years with the Packers. Now, that's obviously all opportunity-based. But I saw a kid in the fourth quarter that was crushing it looking at two receivers. Two receivers. And he's running away from a defense that's top five, been playing top five, and put one touchdown after another up on Green Bay. I'll tell you what. I know, you know, John Harbaugh was thinking, I need to end it here because I don't want Aaron Rodgers to have to come out and win the game. I think the Packers were happy that Harbaugh went for it because they didn't want to have to deal with Tyler Huntley in overtime. I'm serious. I saw that kid play, and by the way, I loved watching him. He was a delight. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Ravens are going to go with him over Lamar. But if I'm somebody who needs a quarterback, what do you need? I saw that kid play. I can build an offense around him.
What would you flip for him, though?
I don't know. I'm just talking as a third down. I'm right here on a Tuesday in the middle of December. But all right, that's something for down the road. I don't know. Sure. I'd flip a three or a four because you're going to draft somebody in the middle of a draft and give him a shot like Tyler Huntley. So why not give a kid who just showed me that? And the Ravens show you an offense in which he could play. That kid can play football. Fourth down.
Okay. Fourth down.
Hot take. You said we were going to like it. So
I don't
you
know.
Better deliver.
I don't know if you're going to like it.
Uh-oh.
But this week just showed you, I don't know what the hell's happening in the NFL or what to predict. Okay. Thank goodness our fantasy team was on a bye this week. This is one of the worst fantasy weeks ever. I mean, the points have been very difficult to come by. The games have been very choppy. And I have no idea what to expect. It's just been weird. It's been a weird week. And I just have a feeling the last 3 weeks are going to be similar to it. Or as unpredictable as possible. So here's my hot down. My fourth down hot take, holding the Rich Eisen Show hot take plank. That currently there are three teams leading a division that will not win their division 3 weeks from now.
That's what you're saying? You're predicting three?
Three teams. Now, obviously, Green Bay's already wrapped it up. I think Tampa's going to win it. And I think the Cowboys are going to win it. And I think the Chiefs are going to win it. That leaves the four teams being Arizona, that could be tied for the lead in the NFC West tonight with a Rams win. The Tennessee Titans have a rampaging Colts team right behind them.
Yep.
They do have a tie break over the Colts. So the Colts would have to have a better record than them. The Bengals are in a tight division. And your Patriots are only one up on a Bills team that could come in and tie them up. Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you're aware, if the Bills win out, they win the division. Both teams, if they win out, if you will, control their own destiny right now. That's the way apparently the tie breaks work. That's what I heard.
Hmm.
And I'm going to ask NFL Network Research to confirm that. But for the moment, I'll just throw it out here as a hot take. That I think if I had said two, that would not nearly have been as hot as
that's
three.
That's not as hot as three. That's not as hot as
so I'm going to go with three. I'm going to go with three.
Okay.
Right here.
You want to call your shot?
Yeah, if I called my shot, it would be New England, Cincinnati, and Arizona.
Okay. Let's write those down.
You made me call a shot. I actually termed it in a way where I want credit if three of us.
I was making you predict.
I just created a field, and I want it.
Okay. Okay. I won't write.
I created a field. I halved the field out of the actual field to create my own little fiefdom field, and I will take it. So if three of those four, if it's all four, I'll say I should have gone all four.
Yeah.
That'd have been the ultimate hot.
That would have been super.
But I'm not going to do something that I don't believe. I think one of those four will actually win. It's probably Tennessee because they have the tiebreak over Indianapolis.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we'll get the news out of Washington, if there is, about who the quarterback is tonight, because Washington wins, they're in. Is it going to be Garrett Gilbert great, or is it going to be either of the two guys? Hashtag Heineke viral load. 844-204-RICH, number to call when we come back. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So it's either Minshew versus fill in the blank for the Washington football team or Jalen Hurts versus fill in the blank. And it could be Taylor Heineke, it could be Kyle Allen, or it could be Garrett Gilbert. And by the way, the Washington football team needs this win to be in the playoffs with 3 weeks to go. Craziness.
Craziness.
But this is the way that we're playing football, maybe for the rest of the year right now. Just totally nuts.
Yeah, no update.
I mean, have 50 more players been put on the COVID list today? Is it or is that finally beginning to maybe subside a little bit?
I haven't really seen many numbers.
That's good news. All right, call out some names right here, Chris. Our phone lines are completely lit.
So Brian in West Virginia.
What's up, Brian in West Virginia? What's up, Brian?
Rich, hey man. Good afternoon. Good morning to you, and thanks so much for taking the call. I just wanted to say how much I sympathize with you and the team you work with for them not having a clue about it's a mad world.
Right.
And,
correct.
And all
Thank
of
you.
Those great actors. And I'll give you a quick backstory. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, I was the public address announcer for the Marietta College Pioneers. They are a D3 men's basketball powerhouse in Marietta, Ohio. The disc jockey playing the music at the game that night, this time of year, was playing Marshmallow World by Dean Martin. I turned to the scorekeeper sitting next to me at the table, and I said, you know, Dean Martin's from Steubenville, which is like an hour and 15 minutes from Marietta. She said, I don't know who Dean Martin is.
Oh, my word. Well, at least they didn't. She didn't say, you mean the dean from Back to School, you know,
yeah,
at least.
Right.
That might have been worse. That might have been worse. Why would the dean from Back to School? Dean Martin. Played by Ned Beatty, by the way.
I think you got to make all the guys watch that movie, man. It's a classic.
It is that. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it. I know Chris won't do that. You still haven't watched the end of Manchurian Candidate, which is truly one of the greatest movies of all time.
Maybe I'll do that tonight.
yeah. Okay.
This movie came out in 1963.
That's what I told you. Kennedy was in office.
This would be like in 1963.
Oh, don't do this.
Okay.
But it's different, Chris. It's different.
What
if you go back,
what is different about it?
Because if you went back from 1963, it'd be like, have you seen this
1905?
Silent, have you seen
it
a silent movie?
It wasn't even color or sound.
I know that.
There wasn't even movies back
then. It's still a very fun movie. Loved it watching it as a kid. I bet you Cage one day would enjoy it. I'm serious. And it is filled. Right. It is filled with big time A-list celebrities from back in that day. And it is fun and funny. It is great.
Milton Berle's in it.
Dude, I'm telling you, everybody who was anybody in 1963 was in this film. And it was fun. And it is funny. And it still holds up some of it today because it's people who are normal in certain ways. And then when money gets involved, they lose their minds. They lose their minds. And Spencer Tracy in it is fantastic. And I don't care who knows it. Who else can you give me another call, moron?
5 Dan in San Diego.
I say that with love. What's up, Dan? You're on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, what up, Rich?
How are you?
Hey, Rich, how you doing, bro?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all,
Well, I have a main point, but comment. Huntley guy, I think he's for real.
The he Ravens is.
Guy, I think he is. I'm a Broncos fan. I'm like, give him Bridgewater and Locke, please.
You don't have to give him up. You just got to get – just go get him. I have no idea if he's a free agent. Is he a free agent? I have no idea.
I'm not sure either, but I had the same thoughts when I was watching him play earlier as well. Second thought, that guy is definitely a Bills Mafia guy who called in earlier. You know he's elbow-dropping people through tables before the game.
It's the Bills Warrior, man, like the ultimate warrior.
From parts unknown.
For real.
I do love, you know, when he calls in, I just love, you know, again, I know he's talking to one particular fan base, and the rest of the fan base is around the country, and I'm like, what's this guy doing? But it's a slice. It is a slice of NFL life, no question about it.
That's how Bills fans are. We both spent a good amount of time in New York. We know Bills fans are actually like that.
Exactly right. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it, Dan. There's Dan here in Southern California.
Huntley is not under contract next year, but he signed a futures contract with the Ravens.
Yes.
So I think it's one of those situations where
he's paid in Bitcoin.
That'd be great. That'd be great for him. We're up today, Rich. But the right of first refusal, I think the Ravens have.
Okay, well, I'd make him an offer that the Ravens can't match right now. I'll take him.
If you're who?
Name a team that needs a quarterback. Brockman, name one.
We spent 10 minutes before the show saying that there's like 16 good quarterbacks.
Name one. Atlanta. In.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
Atlanta. Okay. In. Miami should be considered to be in if they're out on Tua.
Houston. Well, they've won 8 games, 7 in a row.
Houston. In.
Denver.
In. Pittsburgh. In.
Pittsburgh, yeah. What about Minnesota?
I don't know what their contract is there, and we'll see how the rest of this season plays out. But
if they have a new coach.
In. If he's finding Hollywood Brown like that, try Justin Jefferson on for size. In.
Kirk Cousins is under contract next year.
There you go. So
$35 million.
So then make him an offer that you basically say that you're here and waiting. Yeah. But if I'm him, I'm like, I'm starting now for Mike Tomlin, for instance. And, you know, the Ravens would probably want to prevent that because they know how good he look. I mean, honestly, I know it's just a small sample size. That was the Green Bay Packers he was running away from. Rashawn Gary. He ran away from Rashawn Gary, who was playing stupendous football. We're missing some teams, I think, too.
Seattle might have a QB opening.
I mean, if they do, in. In. Why wouldn't you be? Lions, in. In. Oh, yeah. That's a 21st century quarterback I saw. That was fun. Today's show was fun, too. Thanks to Eli Manning, Lane Kiffin, and Richard Jefferson, and you, and Kurt Warner's jacket for an entire solid segment that led me to tell a story about Dion's fedora and my wife saying she burned it.
I bet she has it in a closet somewhere, Rich.
Oh, no.
No, that's been given away for sure.
For sure. Absolutely. It was... Forget about Goodwill. It was probably Great Will. Hunting.